Hey, you fucking dumb, stupid, fucking idiot. Morons.
Hey, idiots.
My dad makes more money than your dad.
Our Patreon makes more money than yours.
My dad could beat up your dad.
My dad will have your ass.
My dad hasn't talked to me in 3 years.
God.
My dad's thick.
My dad's thick. Hey guys, welcome back. As you noticed, we're not exactly alone right now.
I'm always so alone.
we have some guests this time. Samara, what episode is it?
Episode 10.
Our 10th special.
If you could even believe it.
If you can even believe
it. We're so popular now. You know, we have so many fans, so many subscribers. It's kind of hard to like be so popular and famous.
Thank you for making the time to. I know your schedule's really busy.
Yeah.
I thought really we maybe would have like crashed a car from drunk driving by now, or like that's something crazy. Like that.
No, we would never drink and drive.
We would never.
That's insane.
You guys should never. Like, you guys should list drive. Out all of your Patreon, all your patrons.
Oh yeah,
you should name them all.
Olivia.
And that's it. That's
so anyway, we have guests with us today. We have Young Nut.
Thank you for having me.
His name is...
Stop!
Yeah, first name, stop. Last name, Nut. Stop. First name, Young.
That's my name.
And then we have Little QWERTY with us as well.
Please say the Lil.
Those are their God-given names on their birth certificate.
I'm like, I'm white. It's Little QWERTY.
Little QWERTY.
As you notice, we're friends with the rappers now. We finally got into that stage in our millennial layabout podcast career.
Are you guys millennials?
I mean,
adjacent.
Maybe if anyone's a millennial, it's me, because you guys are like babies.
You're like old as fuck, right?
I'm old as fuck.
Aren't you 36?
Listen, I
36, 26, same thing.
I identify as a zoomer, but
your kid,
a baby zoomer.
I actually went to middle school with your kid.
My kid?
Yeah, she's really nice.
I identify as 26 years old. It's my gender and my sexual orientation.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My mom.
No, everyone is my child. I say that all the time. Everyone is my kid. That's you guys true. Are my children. He's my... I've publicly tweeted you're my child many
Thank you.
Times.
Many times. You've so driven me to school.
I have.
You've packed my lunch.
Aww.
You've taken me to Whole Foods to steal a $30 hot bar meal.
You guys steal
I breastfed you.
Yeah, this is definitely a pro shoplifting podcast.
Okay.
Only Sephora and Whole Foods though.
Oh, what about Sprouts?
I don't go there. That's gross.
Really? Okay, please. I'm late to like Better Than Fries. Fill me in on why Sprouts is gross.
I mean,
have you been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
it's just like, fundamentally gross.
It's like mid grade between Whole Foods and Fries. Mm-hmm. Less exclusive than Trader Joe's.
Is it like for broke people that think they're not broke?
I've only been there once. I went there with a girl once, and it was just like
to Sprout.
Was it a date?
On a date?
No,
it was just like plants and shit.
No,
I don't like.
You weren't at Sprouts.
I went to a different place.
No,
it was just like plants and like.
I think you were at like a garden.
Yeah, you were at the Home Depot garden section on the day.
I mean, it was like lettuce and shit like that. Like I don't plants. Like I'm not a nerd. I don't eat.
They do at Sprouts have a rare fruit section, and it's really pathetic.
Like
they
dragon
have, like,
fruit. And
no,
stuff?
They have like
are
a
there more impressive fruit. Like I feel like every grocery store.
Well,
the
compared
same
to fries, okay. So the thing is that like people like me have been at Fries for so long,
really,
that we just had no concept of even
any other grocery
buying
store.
A fresh dragon fruit at all. I didn't even know.
When do you buy? What are
it's
an
option.
It's an option.
That's
it's
the kind of shit
option.
They have at Sprouts.
Right. It's an option.
Yeah.
And that is like just that allows you to think outside the box.
Is that the one with like that looks like it has herpes?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it does.
No, wait. I think that's a.
It's that vitamin water flavor.
No, dragon fruit's like dragon fruits are like pink. The one that looks like it has herpes, I don't know what that is. I always look at it. Some sort
papaya?
Of like. No, it's some sort of melon or something.
Okay.
Anyway, fuck Sprouts.
I like how we all know. We're like, the one that looks like it has herpes.
Well,
oh,
like,
yeah,
like
that one.
It looks like a potato, but it has, like, bumps all over.
Yeah, it's gross. It looks like a Yo Gabba
Gabba
character.
Is it yellow?
Like,
yeah,
it's
yellow.
Yellow.
Okay.
It's yellow, right?
Yeah, I literally know what you're talking about.
I assume
yeah.
it was a dragon.
I've
What's
seen
a
it.
Dragon fruit, then?
It's, like, pink.
Dragon fruits kind of look good.
It has, like, what does a dragon fruit look like? Does it have, like, a little, like a pineapple that has, like, shit
you're
on it?
You're talking to the wrong, I don't know dragon fruits.
Yeah.
You barely know what lettuce is.
I don't eat, I just
said it was a plant. Like,
I just eat
plants.
I just eat, like, mac and cheese. And
just mac and cheese.
I was at the plant store.
Which?
Sprouts the plant store.
Really?
I was really drunk. I
Which
was, like, cutting butter, and I cut my, like, a, it was, like, a good portion. Of
I mean, shoplifting.
I did the same thing to my thumb, like. A That's week or two ago, I was cutting garlic and I just took a chunk.
Do you feel better?
Yeah. All
Oh, cute. Aww,
I appreciate that.
So if you're into mac and cheese, stealing from Whole Foods is great because they just have a big vat of it. Just like soaking there.
I'm more of a Costco. When I buy mac and cheese, I'm more of a Costco guy. So they have like an 18 pack.
The 18 pack.
Are you eating it at the Whole Foods or are you putting it in your pockets?
Okay, so everyone has different like ways. Like,
Stop! Cameron's
stop! I'm just gonna make fun of you.
So there are multiple methods to shoplift at Whole Foods. I think some people take my mom.
The main method is taking stuff and leaving.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I think. My mom, I found out shoplifts from Whole Foods, which she just told me like
your
recently.
Mom shoplifts at
Whole Foods. We went to Whole Foods together, and she was like, I don't pay for like hot bar food ever.
It's hard.
So what she does is she goes, and she's the kind of person who like eats it around the store,
which that, is like, the best way to shoplift from a grocery store is you eat it while you're there, because then you're gonna be like, I'm gonna pay for it.
I don't agree.
What are they gonna
I don't agree.
I did that one time. I was at CVS getting flu shot, and I found.
And you got your flu shot. Walked around the store.
Wait, did you ever shoplift a flu shot?
It was like a 30. That would be crazy. It was like a 30-minute wait, and then so I was just walking around the store, and I was really hungry. Like, I hadn't eaten all day, so I found a chocolate bar. And I just went to the bathroom and I like ate the chocolate bar.
Wait, that's actually bad. That's a bad thing to do.
That's a bad
thing. Because most grocery stores, they like have a camera at the bathroom doors.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Because they expect people to do that.
Because they expect people to take merchandise in with their little like Fjällräven Kanken backpack and just 14. Stuff
I didn't think
it.
About that.
So my method is I fill my hot bar like food box with $30 worth of food, and then I hang out with one of my friends that will purchase something.
I just leave
with them.
You just walk away when they're walking out.
Yeah, like I act as if I paid for it at another section in the store.
Yeah.
Also, Whole Foods will never stop you. Places like, have you ever been to like Food City?
They will stop you at Whole Foods.
I thought they don't.
I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody's personal stories. If they stop you though, they're like, you can never come back.
Well,
that's
one time Blake went to Food City and they stopped Blake at Food City.
They did, but it's because I was stealing pomegranate juice.
Well, I feel like that's a big item.
You guys are definitely white, because like I steal chapstick because it's discreet. I can't just like eat food.
No,
in the store.
I agree.
I stole a scrunchie the other day. I really hope my mom doesn't listen to this. She'll be really disappointed in me.
Your mom won't find her podcast.
Do your parents listen to the podcast?
No, but my mom asked me.
I think my mom does. I think my mom.
Your
does.
Mom? Really? She said she listened to part of one.
No, she said she did a joke to me at Whole Foods while we were shoplifting together that was like related to something you said on the podcast. And I think it was like a hint, like, hey, listen. And I told everyone on the podcast that my mom like does Adderall. So like,
scandal. You just did it again. That's crazy.
I know.
you told everyone again. Now
does she do
twice.
Adderall like
for fun?
Okay, so she's not someone that's like
should I have been like snorting?
Like her fun? No, she doesn't snort Adderall. She's that's not like 14.
Your genius master's degree mom.
She also told me she had a master's degree while we were shoplifting at Whole Foods. We really bonded like that trip.
Blake, your mom is an interesting specimen.
She is. She's really cool.
Is she hot?
Anyway, follow my mom on Twitter.
I've met her once. She's cool.
She's hot? Cool.
Is she like hot though?
Did you ever tell your mom's Dutch bro story?
I tried to once, but it's not funny when I say it out loud.
The gist is one time you know how Dutch bros employees are like over the top?
The worst people live?
It was his mom's first time going, and the Dutch bros employee ended up telling his mom that like they loved her. They were like, I love you.
She was like, that's a good choice. I love you. And my mom called me before she paid. She was like, I don't want my drink.
I do that sometimes.
That's
like,
too far.
You tell
like my Uber drivers. I took a Lyft here. Yeah. And I was talking to my Lyft driver about how, so I got in like a deep conversation with him. And my Lyft driver, his father-in-law died recently, and the mom's having like a crisis, so she's staying at his house, and but it's like really bad because she's like sleeping on the couch and it's just being like a drama queen or something. That's what he said, and I forgot where I was going with this. I was just talking to him through how he's uncomfortable because I said I love you. That was the whole thing.
I think you really helped us.
You're like, I love you.
Just like as a bit.
I kind of want to.
You're like, I love you as a bit.
I'm like funny and different.
I kind of want to bring it back. Did you guys know black people can steal at Sephora now?
Wait, how? Explain. I need more.
I was gonna tell you to tell this. Yeah.
So this was like, this is old news. This
because
was, like,
my girlfriend's ago. Gonna be like, yes.
This was months ago. So you guys know the R&B artist SZA?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so SZA was apprehended at a Sephora in Calabasas because one of the security guards thought that SZA was stealing, and SZA informed them that they were SZA and were in fact not stealing because right. they had tons of money.
Yeah.
And so after that happened, SZA took to like Twitter and was like, I was racially profiled at like a Sephora in, I mean, if you're into like makeup, you might hear about this. And so SZA like took to Twitter and Sephora closed down for a day to do like racial sensitivity training.
Oh my God.
For just a whole day. Like all the staff had to come and they had to be like, if someone's stealing, just let them, especially if they're black.
Whoa!
That was like the thing. And I've had other friends tell me that their work has had to do like racial sensitivity training. So like now, like,
didn't Lush do that?
Lush did like stealing. I used to work at Lush and they did stealing training. They were like, anyone who's shoplifting, pretend like they have a gun. Just don't stop them.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Like, okay.
No, but honestly,
they
like,
don't chase you now,
people are fucking stupid about that shit. I used to work at the Adidas outlet.
Yeah.
And this nigga came in and stole like 3 pairs of sweatpants. And this like 5'2" blonde white girl chased after him.
She was like running.
Ran out of the store after him. And our manager went and got her and was like, what if you died? What if you died? Like screamed at her. And she's crying like, I'm sorry, I just didn't.
I mean, it's true. Like the hit they would take if you died on the job, like money-wise.
It'd be insane.
No, but also, why would you care about your job
fucking
that much
sweats.
That you're gonna like run out? Like, not my problem.
You're taking it
why
personal?
Why would you run after someone.
Oh my God.
That's
insane. That happens at the outlet mall all the time.
All the time.
My sister worked at the Levi's store and she said people would just come in and just sprint in and take like 100 Levi's
just get
and
out.
Just dip.
Yeah, because they have really fucking insurance.
And you're like, go,
yeah,
go.
And just leave.
Take it.
They take so many Levi's. Also, like, why would you steal from a Levi's though? Like, how many jeans do you
have? Yeah, like have higher goals.
Don't you just need like one pair of jeans?
And you go like Offer Up and you're like, I got a new pair of jeans.
You're selling a three pack of Levi's taped together with duct tape for $75. You get like a message from someone named Nico who's like $45. Are you trying to buy them?
Just stole these.
40 is too much. Can I do 30?
I have a bit of a docket.
I'm so okay. Let me just say, the concept of you having a docket
is insane.
I don't even know what a docket is.
I never
so,
even know what's on the docket.
Oh, I love it so much.
He doesn't even tell me.
I'm so excited.
The first thing I wanted to cover was I went to Hoko Fest.
What's Hoko Fest?
Hoko Fest is a
homecoming.
Some
literally that just proves it.
What?
Like,
what is
Hoko Fest?
It is a pseudo music festival based in Tucson, Arizona. Lovely Tucson, loved it.
Oh,
it was my first time there.
That was with Omar Apollo.
That's why you don't know what it is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's in Tucson.
Did anyone else attend? Just
we were gonna go to that.
Yeah, we both almost.
But
went.
I think it was because Malik and Noah were gonna go, and then we were on Mill, and I was like, can I go? And they were like, yeah. And then the next day, they were like, why the fuck did you try to go?
I came out of my room right when they were about to leave. And they're like, yeah, we're not going anymore because I guess now Cam wants to go. And it just fucked up the plan.
Oh,
and
no.
Cam's there already, just like.
I was like, yeah, that was my bad.
Why aren't you allowed to go?
It was really
well,
odd.
It was. I don't even know. They could have just gone without me.
They
should have
just
that.
Went. Yeah.
It was. Okay. I have like conflicting opinions about it. So I went to go see friend of the pod, Little Aaron.
I saw him at the Grove when I was in LA
Little Aaron.
Swear to God, I'm never coming back to my hometown. Damn.
Yeah, that the Little Aaron, that friend of the pod, Little Aaron. He was playing an emo night with a couple other people I knew that like run emo night. And he was like, I'll get you in, it's fine. And I'm like, ooh, I don't have to pay. I love not paying for things.
Right.
So we went, me and my friend Kristen went. It was okay, I guess.
For Tucson?
Tucson sucks.
Wait, did Lil Aaron play?
Lil Aaron did a DJ set, but I happened to miss it, which is very fucked up. I'm sorry, Aaron. So I show up. It's like raining. We get there too early. Like me and Kristen are like very drunk, like eating at like a fucking little like taco cart in the rain. And then we finally get in because it starts, and it was just like it was kind of a mess. But then they brought out, like, the green shirt guy from Tucson. Do you guys know that
green
meme? There's, like, this, like, meme of this guy at, like, a city hall meeting in Tucson, like, screaming about, like, anti-fascists or something. And so he was, like, he was the guy DJing emo night. Yeah, he was playing like Wonderwall and stuff like that.
That's hard.
And then they brought out like a I don't think he was homeless. That might be offensive. I think he's homeless. They brought out like a man who looked like he was 86, and he had a banjo and he played a cover of like. Sugar We're Going Down.
Okay.
On a banjo.
Wait, on stage?
On stage. And then they brought in a mariachi band. And this
That's
this,
hard.
This kind of links into something else. But they brought in a mariachi band and they played they played like Wonderwall again or something. It was like the same songs over and over. But I saw my first trumpet. I've never seen a trumpet in person.
Yeah, Blake said this, we were watching a music video the other day and there was a trumpet in it, and Blake's like, I've never seen one in real life. And I was like,
you just like knew that it existed in nature, but
I mean, I didn't believe
it. Didn't you have a band at like your high school though?
No, I went to Dance Magnets in California, and they like didn't have any funding for bands. They were like, we're gonna spend the money on like costumes,
like toe shoes or whatever.
Yeah, like toe shoes.
Is that what they're called? Toe shoes.
I think it was like tap shoes.
It just okay. Also, like I played the flute when I was younger, and my brother played the trumpet. So like to me, like I saw trumpet all the time. So
your family's like nerds and shit.
So like we're a whole bunch of fucking losers. But yeah, no, I stayed in band till seventh grade because they were like in seventh grade you go to Disneyland, and then I had a dance competition the day that we went to Disneyland, and I was like. Fuck this, and I quit band instantly. I was like, I was a nerd for no reason the whole time.
I mean, I saw when I was younger, I definitely saw a flute, and I definitely saw like a tuba once. Never a trumpet, so it was like it sucked. I hated it.
Not even like
they're overrated. For
the
sure.
trumpet, the trumpet was overrated, and I thought I liked them.
How was your first trumpet?
It was
experience?
Bad. They were playing like Wonderwall, and it was like it was so
That's
bad.
That's not even a song you would use a trumpet with. Like what?
It was very strange.
Do you guys watch Shameless?
No, not at all.
They have
the
like
show?
Yeah, the show Shameless.
I haven't seen the last season, but I've seen all the seasons before that.
Okay, so they have like a little black child on there named Liam.
Yes.
So his name's Liam Gallagher, and one of the niggas in Oasis is named Liam Gallagher, and I wonder if it's like intentional or not.
Wait, isn't there? Okay, he's like famous. Like, has he like toured on his own before? Because I've heard like. There's like a, cause okay, when I was watching that show, all the time, I remember Evan was like, I'm seeing this person Gallagher, something Gallagher. Yeah. Was that him? Like, I think he like tours.
No, it's the.
Am I crazy? I don't know.
It's the little black kid in Shameless has the same name as the guy in Oasis.
Oh. Yeah, but like, doesn't that guy tour?
The guy from Oasis?
Liam not the little black kid from the show.
I'm like, I don't think that little black kid is on
tour. He's like
tour.
On tour. He's like next like Mason Ramsey.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll be shocked.
No,
because
I remember like
tour.
All my friends were like tweeting about going to see him. And I was like, it was when I was watching the show. And I was like, that's person from Shameless.
Okay, yeah. That would make sense.
Okay, this is in like 2017 or something.
Okay. I think my Oasis knowledge ends like just there. So I'm not really able to like guarantee that he's a solo act. But it sounds
he like, has to be like yeah. How many Liam Gallaghers can there be?
I feel like
maybe,
it has to be
maybe
the same
he
person.
DJ'd at emo night. I wouldn't know. I left.
That would make sense. My Wonderwall
emo
kept
night
coming.
At Hoko.
I mean, they were playing emo night. Was playing at Hoko, but anyway.
Oh, that's like a band or something, right?
It's like DJs, whatever.
I don't fucking know.
Anyway, so I was gonna stay to see Aaron because I'm in love with him. I just wanted to make out with him. It wasn't gonna happen, but I just wanted to make out with him. And I run into like
wow, really? Hope he hears this.
I mean, I just DM him that every day. It doesn't matter,
bro. I hope he sees this.
I run into this might be like. Like a little esoteric, but I run into a member of David Dobrik's vlog squad there.
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
Yeah, literally, what tipped you off?
I watched the vlog.
Enough to recognize the preliminary members of the team.
You knew they were gonna be there.
I did. Well, I'm bleeping this out.
Okay.
Because right. I don't want it to. I don't want anyone to know that like I went there to meet. So
you
Samara,
didn't though.
I mean, I did.
You fucked
okay,
David
okay.
Dobrik.
Apparently, yeah. We're cutting all this.
Yeah, we're cutting that part out.
Are you gonna censor the names or just the whole bit out?
No, we're just cutting that. Samara said I already knew she was there because that makes me sound really crazy.
So Nat, you seem like cool and collected, and like yeah, I like randomly ran into.
Yeah, are you crazy? Like I can't know. Anyway, so I ran into a member of David Dobrik's vlog squad, and I was like. So excited. I was shaking. It was so embarrassing. I had to leave. I couldn't stay for Aaron's set. And then I was like, oh, injury reserve's on. I'll go see them. And I was kind of being like bad because I kind of talk a lot of shit about injury reserve. And I shouldn't. I saw them live and I was like, Nate, you're like really good. Like, I like Wait, it.
What did you? What shit did you talk?
I was just like, I went to high school with them.
They're I know. Me.
Is that talking shit?
Yeah, it is. But like, I was really like, Nate, if you ever listened to this, I was blown away. Like, I really, really like enjoyed
they are,
them live.
They're really good live.
I think feel like them like live is like how I should have like consumed their music.
To
like,
be honest,
you know?
And I think that they would say that too. That, yeah, like, that's like where they're more like in their element and yeah, they're able to show like who the fuck they are more so than just like we have cool beats and are rapping. You know.
Yeah.
I think like their live set kind of establishes that they have like a place and like belong in the shit. You know?
Yeah. It was really exciting. Like when their album came out, I was really excited because like you like did something for it, and mm-hmm, like also Dylan Brady, another friend of the pod, and sometimes a listener actually.
Shout out.
I've seen it on his story a couple times.
I'm like, I'm obsessed with him. Like his,
I mean,
his
everyone's
shit's
obsessed
so
with Dylan
fucking
Brady.
Good.
Dylan Brady's great. Yeah, I actually knows. Also because okay, this is like going into the next thing, but because I saw Injury Reserve live and I think my like molecules, my brain changed. I like got really into like that Tony Velour, like,
yes,
stuff that Dylan produced on.
Dude.
Hopefully a future friend of the pod.
Do you know he dropped an album a few days ago?
And Dylan produced a couple songs on it, which is kind of what got me, like, into, like, oh, I should try this.
Check him out, dude. He's
now
amazing.
I'm, like, I'm a stan for
He's
sure.
Amazing.
He's so good.
Shout out Tony Velour. That's, like, my favorite local artist ever.
I love that.
Local to
he
where?
He's from here.
He's from here.
He went to my middle school. He went to Altadena. Yeah.
I'm losing my mind.
Like he doesn't claim Arizona because he's lived other places.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
This is like
he's
where
in Atlanta. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm losing my mind. I like stand so hard. Like obviously anything Dylan does, I'm gonna like promote and be crazy about. But like I like even the tracks Dylan didn't produce because he only did like a couple.
I think the two of them will work. Like in the long run.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
And do you know what's funny? The tracks that Dylan produced, like his. You can tell it in the vocal. Like, the vocals are produced, like, you know, to his, like, style, and it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of rap albums, so you guys are rappers.
We do rap. Yeah. We make rap music. Yes. We've collaborated 3 times, I believe.
Actually,
three
didn't.
Times, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought you guys were just friends. I didn't know you guys collaborated.
Yeah, we have 3 songs together.
Yeah, we listened to one
of
them.
The Young Nud albums. Jay's on all of them.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have made it on to all of them, and I'm on a remix of I Don't Eat Ass.
I Don't Eat Ass.
Oh, see, I never listened to the remix.
Yes. No, that's cool. That's fine. Yeah.
That's
whatever.
Fucked up,
wow.
But, you know.
We were listening to the most recent thing that you dropped. The most
Hollywood Nut.
Yeah.
I know. We listened to that song.
We're doing a Malcolm in the Middle music video, if you'd like to be part of it.
I'm being cordially invited on the podcast.
Well,
yeah.
I haven't
talked
about it.
Garrett's roommate makes
exclusive.
And we're gonna go to the because what's his name? The guy who's the actor in Malcolm in the Middle? I forgot his name.
Frankie Muniz.
An Arizona legend. We should talk about his Twitter.
He lives in Scottsdale.
Yeah. What?
He lives in Scottsdale. He runs a olive oil farm.
Yeah.
Yes,
in
the video?
Yeah,
yes,
we're
yes.
gonna go there and try to just like film you just like 5 seconds with him.
You should
so
see
just,
if
like,
you can.
Video.
You see how much it
you're gonna show
cost.
Him.
He's
the
great. Frankie Muniz is great.
I'm gonna show him the song because he'll say no. I just want to film something with him for 5 seconds. For the video.
I mean, you should. That's funny.
I like feel bad for him.
Yeah, how
because
do you, true.
His memory loss.
Yeah, he has
yeah,
like memory. He like doesn't
sad.
Remember filming Malcolm in the Middle at all.
Why? Do we know why?
He has like a memory loss problem.
Yeah.
Problem.
Okay.
Oh. Only remembers,
he
like,
tweets
the last
like
five
the most like sad,
wow.
like fucked up.
A couple
thing.
Of my favorite.
So funny.
A couple of my
it's
favorite.
Sad too, though.
A couple of my favorite fucked up like. Frankie Muniz tweets. Number one, the tweet where he's the most famous one where he says that 3 nights a week he has realistic dreams in which he's shot with a gun and he can feel the bullet as it pierces his heart and he wakes up in a panic.
I love
and then
tweet.
My second favorite one is a little bit more niche. He went on vacation to go visit like one of his like cousins and he left the faucet running and his house was completely flooded and he was like, I need to buy all new stuff. This sucks.
It's so funny.
Wait, no, I'm not kidding. I know someone who that
what?
Happened to. No, and okay, it's slightly different. In college, my friend, so she was like drunk and she got in her bathtub, turned it on, like lay in the bathtub and just like left it on and like, it was at Vista, like by ASU. It was on the second, like not, it wasn't the first floor, but it wasn't. It was some floor that wasn't the first floor, but they flooded the apartment and it fucked up some like surrounding like apartments too. And like, I forgot about this till literally right now. Like, yeah, she like, that's like insane.
I'm
like,
honestly really happy to hear this because when
you're
I
like,
was,
I did.
Dude, when I was like 9, I think I used to do this fucked up shit. Like in hindsight, it makes no sense, but I would run the bath water before school in elementary school and then be like, okay, cool, it's running. I'm gonna go lay in my bed.
Like to like warm it up or something?
Yeah, like it's just filling up and I'm like, it's gonna take a minute. It's a whole minute. I'm gonna lay down. And one day I fell asleep and woke up to my mom coming home from work. She's like, because there was water dripping through the garage.
Oh, yeah, no.
It dripped from our second story in through the garage.
That sucks.
Yeah. But I was like 9, so I didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, that's what kids like can get away with doing fucked up shit. My dad told me one time he accidentally set curtains on fire in the house, and then he just like didn't know what to do, so we just like went to bed, and then his parents woke up and were like, "What the fuck?" And like everything was on fire. Yeah. But if you're a kid, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
When I was a kid, my dad didn't let me take baths because he said he was afraid I'd fall asleep in them and like drown, and also he thought they were gay.
Okay, but I have lots of tweets about baths, not because I think they're gay, just because I think they're like not for adults. Like I don't think it's normal for adults to take baths.
I don't have a bathtub, so but even if I had one, isn't I wouldn't it gross? Take baths. I feel like they're dirty.
I agree, it's dirty. That's my hot take on baths.
If I had bubble bath, I would probably take a bubble bath.
Yeah.
Okay, but like,
fun. Then you're like,
you used to work at Lush, which is like bath bomb.
I worked at a Lush for 5 years.
So you were bathing. You were taking your bath.
You have to like promote taking baths, like when you work at a. Like, bath bomb is, like, one of their main, like, selling points.
You just can't... I feel like you can't bathe for very long, because if the temperature starts getting lower, that would literally psychologically fuck me up so bad if I was in, like, room temperature water.
What do you
mean
if it's getting lower?
Like if it gets cold, you're in there for a long time. You, you spent, like, $7 on, like, a purple, like, 2 pumps of shit, like, bath bomb.
Yeah. Either way, okay, I think the only way to be not gross and take a bath is if you took a shower first and then you took a bath.
That's
either
way,
you're sitting in your dirty-ass water. That's disgusting.
Well, that's what they do in Japan.
I don't fucking know. I just think it's gross.
Like, why would you do that at all?
Yeah, how it works in Japan is like you have like a shower head and like an area with like a little stool and you like rinse off and then you like sit in the bath.
That makes so much sense
actually.
Yeah.
America's disgusting. People don't do that here.
Take a shower. I don't
Who has the time to? Who's like, yo, I'm gonna take a fucking bath? Like, do we have to like go to work? Like, what are you doing?
Who's taking a bath in the morning?
Who just like has time to take a bath?
I mean, where?
Whenever I'm taking a shower, I have like literally 3 minutes.
That's a great point.
Like, that's time to take a bath. Like, how do you have your life so together that you have time to take baths?
For like 30 minutes.
Like, what?
We're podcaster layabouts, so we have plenty of time.
You're like texting.
Yeah, like.
What do you do in a bath? Like, also,
you
just sit there?
Yeah, what are you doing? Do you have your phone? Like, what are you doing
you
in there?
You have your phone.
Do you have a life-proof case? Like, what are you doing in the bath? What are you doing?
This might be a...
Candles?
This might be a hot take.
Are you alone?
This might be a hot take, and Samara's a man, so, like, she doesn't have
I'm literally male.
She doesn't have any, like, take on this, but I think baths are just an excuse for girls to, like, masturbate.
Because that's what girls do.
Yeah. You just blew my mind just now.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Then you're in a bathtub with jizz in it?
So, do you, like, underwater?
Wait, girls jizz.
Girls jizz.
So do girls masturbate underwater?
Maybe,
is that bad?
Are girls...
I feel like that hurts.
Mermaids?
I don't know anything about... because really what I don't even understand yet is how you're even able to take a bath, because shouldn't your butthole or vagina just be sucking up water the whole time?
It's like a vacuum.
Yeah, shouldn't you just be
like a sponge?
Actually, women's vaginas close in water.
Really?
That's why you can't get pregnant in a bath.
Wait, are you just making shit up?
You can't get
so
pregnant.
So, like, if you have sex in a pool, can you not get pregnant?
The chlorine makes the sperm
work. Wasn't that Glee or one of the guys?
You watched Glee?
Of course I watched Glee.
Really?
Ooh,
when I was like in 12.
When I was in 12.
When I was 12. Didn't one of the girls get pregnant in a hot tub?
I didn't watch enough
on
episodes
the fictional show Glee.
I watched a few episodes.
No, it's real. That's real shit.
But, Glee may be fictional, but the science is real.
The science is real.
They would never lie on Glee.
Talk to scientists about that shit.
You think they would just do that?
In a hot tub? Is that fake?
Just go on Glee and lie.
You guys, I'm the only one that watched Glee.
I think he was. Trolling.
I watched a few episodes.
I believe he was trolling when he said that you can't get pregnant in a bathtub. Right. But I don't know this. Like, I have bad nut. Like, my cum is bad. So,
oh, okay.
Like, my cum doesn't work.
We have young nut. We have bad nut.
My cum is infertile.
Yeah. The worst jizz.
Because, like, sometimes my cum looks watery, and I'm like, there's no way there's sperm in this.
Oh, my gosh. Every boy I've ever dated does have radioactive cum. I believe that. Because they eat Jack in the Box.
No, literally. Wait, like,
Jack in the Box.
Kareem tweeted one time, he was like, he had to stop, like, drinking or eating something certain because it fucked up his cum. Yeah, no, what was it?
How do you notice? Is
he
it tweet, that?
No, he tweeted about no, it.
Like, literally,
what did he
I
say?
I think if you haven't noticed, it's because your cum is fine.
No, it was energy drinks. He was, like, drinking too much Monster or something, and he was like, it makes my cum disgusting.
Well, then, yeah, obviously. Don't drink Monster. And, like,
in general, like, for other reasons. It's like, there's more gasoline. Reasons.
Shout out Kareem.
He's, like, doing a taste test after every night.
Yo, imagine these niggas that are drinking.
He's taste testing it.
Oh, God. Can you believe there are niggas drinking, like, the Java Monsters?
Oh, my God. I've
never tried those. Are they good?
I get YouTube. No way. They're not good.
Like, the Bang?
Disgusting.
Like, give me a break.
Okay, for the record, the Bang coffee ones are so bad. So bad. Yeah. I've never tried the Monster ones.
What kind of person are you to need energy drink and coffee
just
at
drink
the
coffee.
Same time?
Also,
it's the same,
imagine being in a Circle K and, like, looking at the whole window of things. You're like, oh, there's Starbucks double shots. There's, like...
There's actual,
like,
coffee.
It's disturbing. It's honestly disturbing. Like, what?
I get it.
They should be put on, like, a list. Like a government list.
Okay.
You buy one and they put you on a list.
I get a lot of YouTube ads for Java Monster, which is very fucked up. But also, I think there's some, speaking of David Dobrik's Vlog Squad, I think two of the members, like, have, like, sponsored Instagram posts being like, this is my favorite drink that I drink all the time. Do you know what else?
They get paid...
Like, lots of money,
lots of money.
Crazy amounts of money. But, earlier me and Samara were talking about, are you guys familiar with Cody Co?
Yeah.
So, do you guys know Natty Light?
Yeah.
Natty Light came out with a, like, kind of...
The seltzer shit, right?
It's like a girly strawberry lemonade flavored beer.
Yes, okay. I love that.
I want to try it. I've never tried it.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah, strawberry
lemonade.
They drink seltzers and that.
Young Nut
recently.
Is standing the Natty Light lemonade on the pod right now.
Yeah,
you said you love
I've
it.
I've tried it and it tastes like lemonade pee.
Is that your sponsor?
Before it came out, they sent Cody Ko to, like, Maui with, like, his, like, girlfriend for, like, 2 weeks just to, like, be in Maui and, like, take so many pictures with them and, like, be with, like, banners of them and, like, to take, like, couples pictures on, like, flamingos. And it worked. I know so many people that, like, love
those. Why can't Natty Light send us to Hawaii?
We don't need that. We have $4 million a month on Patreon.
Okay, true. Like, Natty Light wouldn't even approach us because we're, like, too, like, rich and popular.
I think our brands feel, like clean for them, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
Like, they're for losers. Like,
you guys
Cody
have any
Cody.
Thoughts
we're
on,
just, like,
like,
too cool.
Like, do you have any thoughts on, like, these post-Vine, like...
Are you talking about TikToks?
No. Oh, honestly, I'm not even there yet. Like, okay. I'm not even there yet to do, like, the deep dive on TikTok.
Yeah.
But what do you think about, like, these post-Vine YouTubers? That are all, like, making the same
like
videos
Cody
as each other.
Right?
I get what you mean. Like, yeah. Like, the fact that, like, everyone who's doing well on YouTube was a Viner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, now, and they're all, like, making the same video. They're all...
About the same topics.
About the same
are
things.
We, are we talking about, like... Let's get a little more specific. Are we
Drew
talking about,
Gooden.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Danny,
like,
Gonzalez.
Name them.
I feel like... Okay, so there's definitely genres.
Yeah.
There's, like, the Lele Ponzes.
True.
That's
fair enough.
Different. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're Viners, too,
right?
Right,
true.
There's, like, Drew Gooden, Cody Co. There's commentary, which is, like,
the reaction
born
shit.
From Vine.
Yeah.
But they still use Vine-type humor and, like,
yeah.
their editing and stuff. And then there's, like, David Dobrik, Jake Paul.
Right.
Like,
who
you know
technically
I mean?
Were Viners, too.
Yeah, they were Viners
like,
as well.
On some other shit entirely.
I just don't know what is the... And even... Okay, like, I'm not gonna really talk about, like, anyone else. But yeah, the post-Vine world. But it's not just YouTube. Like, at first I thought, like, oh, they're just doing well on YouTube because it's, like, transferable. But there's
yeah.
so many, like, creatives that are, like, music video directors
yeah.
or, like, comedy writers or stuff that, like Vine was just, like, I don't understand the post-Vine world at all.
I'm sorry, what do you have something?
I was just gonna say, I hate TikTok so much.
I think I'm gonna be there in the next 2 months.
TikTok?
Yeah, honestly. Just because, like, I'm hitting the point where I'm getting ideas for TikToks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I have to make an
Same.
Account.
I kind of like it as an outlet where it is, like, a music promotion
mm-hmm.
thing almost. Because, like, all my friends that put their albums on TikTok.
It
like,
goes. Yeah, that
it
shit goes.
Are doing really well.
Yeah.
This kid that I did a song with who just, like, messaged me and I liked his music or whatever. He had like no listeners. His name's Lonely God.
Okay.
And he had this song that just went crazy on TikTok, and now he's all these labels all over him. And he's like blowing up
like
right now.
TikTok is just like where all the kids are.
I think,
so.
Yeah, I think a lot
it's
of
a
people
good
are,
medium.
I think a lot of people are learning that like in order to like get your music like promoted, you need to either like
be a meme.
No, you need to either capture like stan Twitter and like let them like memeify you into something, or like get the furries on TikTok. The furries and emos on
the
TikTok.
The furries?
Yeah, like they're gonna make you the most money.
Yeah, literally at the end
wait,
of the day.
Wait, is this a joke?
No.
Furries
that's like,
on TikTok?
That's like that's the modern music
ew,
landscape.
I'm gonna publicly come out like Lana Del Rey and say furries are gross.
Yeah, did you say that? Lana Del Rey.
Just what
Lana Del Rey, like in her live stream, someone was like, are you a furry? She was like, I am not a furry. You guys are so gross.
And there were like 8 news stories about it. There were like articles like about her,
really?
Like one sentence. Yeah, she was just like, furries are gross. And
I'm gonna be that
guy.
I
saw like multiple news outlets being like, Lana Del Rey says furries are gross.
Yeah.
Because they are.
I'm gonna be that person. I think she is a legend for how overrated she is.
I see that.
I think she is genuinely, when it's all said and done, like in the year 2100, she will be known as one of the most overrated humans.
You know what's funny? Lana Del Rey is my next topic on the docket.
Please.
And so I like
this.
But I wanna pull it back just for a second,
yes.
Because I think people don't realize like how much of the music industry, as far as like electronic music goes, like is furry dominated. That are
really?
Just closeted furries.
I'm down for that.
I would love to hear what
yeah,
you even mean
we,
by
should
that.
Should I not even badmouth furries? Because like,
it's
I don't think you should.
Because we know some.
It's
should I take it back?
You know furries?
Well, I'm not gonna out anyone as a furry on the podcast. But like many an electronic producer is a furry these days, like a closet furry. And also
But we were talking about this earlier, like being a furry is like a spectrum.
Yeah.
There's like
okay.
There's like the fucked up freeze your hands off furry.
Yeah.
And then there's like
it's a Kinsey scale.
Yeah. So it's like if you're like a little bit of a furry, fine. But if you're gonna freeze your hands off,
what are you even talking
fuck?
About?
Why
freeze
would you
your
freeze
hands off.
Hands off for
oh, you guys are
I don't even know what you're
what
saying.
There's
oh,
a
no.
There's like a guy. There's a guy who
actually I'm good. Actually, never mind.
Yeah, let's not get into this. Let's not get into
yeah,
this.
Never mind.
It's pretty fucked up.
But as
after though.
But as I was saying, yeah,
we'll
fill you in after.
Okay.
Oh but as I was saying, I think so much of. I think there's a lot of positive furries in electronic music specifically. And also, like, furries are, like, low-hanging fruit. So when people make fun of them online, it's, like, boring. Like, just
yeah.
Boring comedy.
Yeah.
It's, like, making fun of, like, teenage girls.
Dude, that is the most overdone thing of all time, making fun of teenage girls.
Yeah.
What the, like, fucking...
It's just boring.
Get
it's,
alive.
Like, easy.
Yeah.
But, like, that video of the guy that everyone got mad at...
Yeah.
Oh
like,
my
hey,
god!
You know
what
I'm
was
about?
Yes?
Can I say something,
yeah,
like not on the podcast.
I think you sent
yeah.
me that video.
I know that kid. I did a comment.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah. You sent me that video.
He
yeah.
seems cool.
Wait, who
are
we talking about?
The kid that
the
was
that
like, "Oh my god,
video.
Girls!"
We wore makeup and a dress.
Being a
oh.
girl,
you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, that guy's so fucking.
Yeah.
That's
hack. Remember? Do you remember how he?
I mean, so mad.
I'm gonna bleep all this out. Well, not bleep, but I'm gonna cut all this
yeah.
out. But he, did you guys see like where he was like, "I'm bi." Like he responded to his like he responded to his thing, and he was like, "I'm bi and I support women." Like,
so actually,
I'm bi. It's like so you're still not funny.
That wasn't the point. The point was that your jokes suck.
Yeah.
Okay, but can I, like, have a hot take on this?
Please.
Is this
so
on
like,
the podcast or is this not?
It's on the podcast.
Okay.
So, like...
Well, wait, we need to, like, come back to it.
Oh.
Because I have to cut all that out.
Oh, well, like, the video of the guy making fun of girls, wearing a dress and makeup, whatever. So everyone got really mad and they're like, that's not funny. But, like, it almost, like... It was like there were like some kind
no.
of funny parts, but I agree in general, like it wasn't like really good or anything.
No.
Like I agree, but like also it kind of made it funnier just that everyone got so mad.
I mean, yeah, it was.
Do you
good,
know what I mean?
It was
like
good
the reason it was funny is because everyone got so mad.
No, but the it wasn't.
It wasn't intentional.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Though. Like, but like you have to realize
like
that, like
we were
the
all funny.
The fact that everyone got so mad like
makes
made
it funny.
We were funny about.
I read
it,
the comments and I was
funny.
Just like. That's funny.
That's
yeah.
funny itself,
yeah.
but I don't think he was self-aware enough to be trying to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
No,
I think
I,
he,
I think also, like,
he had other funny videos, though. Like, I watched some of his other videos, and they were funny.
No.
Though he had this one where he, like, he was like, when you're done,
we're moving on.
Home,
we're moving on.
Honestly,
I thought it was funny.
We're not. No? We're moving on.
All right, anyway, continue.
I honestly hate like 95% of social media comedians.
Like video, like Twitter video people.
Yeah, just in general. Yeah. Like
we're friends.
Wow,
we're friends with some.
At me.
No,
I'm
like
just
I don't even know
Twitter
you.
Video person.
I'm joking.
You also have to talk this way.
I'm sorry. I don't. It can definitely pick it up. Though.
No, it's not. I'm like watching.
Sketch comedy in general got so destroyed by Instagram.
Like me and Cam are the kids that went to college and joined the comedy troupe as freshmen.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you guys
like,
are the experts.
We're purists. Yeah. Like, we're not experts. We're just traditionalists. Like,
okay.
We heard, oh shit, Amy Poehler went to college and joined the comedy troupe.
Yeah.
So let's,
literally what I did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, to see these kids now that like could give a shit less about comedy in general
as an art,
craft. Or like views.
As a Cameron
when
craft.
You cheat,
something
when your girl comes home and you're cheat, and there's another girl and you're cheating on her. It's
I just and like all
God.
The music cues
but
as the punchlines and all.
But
that
do
shit.
You guys think? Do you guys think that Instagram comedy, which we know is like objectively bad,
mm-hmm.
and like Twitter video comedy is like different?
Yeah.
Like, do you see how it's a little bit different?
There's definitely a divide,
and I definitely feel like there's some like people who do like Twitter videos that are good. Like me and Samara know some people who do good ones.
Yeah.
But all Instagram. Comedy's bad.
Like, who's the big guy that blew up last year with the 5 second freestyle shit? Casey something?
Casey Fry.
Casey Fry. Yeah, like
he is funny though.
He's funny. He's super. Funny.
Yeah, he's a
okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I have room for shit like that. I do. I'm not against
though,
in general using social media for it, but just like the it's really more the Facebook comedy that has made it into the other social media outlets. That's like
there's Facebook comedy.
Dude,
it's the same as like Instagram.
Oh, it's like Instagram.
And all that shit. Yeah,
but it's long form, right?
It like blended into sketch comedy, where like when people think of sketch comedy, like kids,
they think of fake pranks.
They think of that shit now. And when I think of sketch comedy, I think of, like, SNL and, like, Kyle Mooney, shit like that. And
which
I think
both are corny and awful.
Kyle's early videos.
I was obsessed with it for
really?
My whole
Kyle's early videos are really good.
Really?
I stand Kyle.
Who, Kyle Mooney?
Yes.
Dude,
so
he's a
good.
God.
His, the Good Neighbor stuff.
I love it.
So good.
Phenomenal.
That was my whole
childhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, I was kind of funny before I found Kyle, but, like, before I, like, finding Kyle allowed me to open up
humor. Shout out Kyle Mooney. We know you listen.
A friend of the pod.
Kyle. I love that. God, I wonder what Kyle does with his time. Like, what kind of life
does
he live?
Do you
want
Space Beaver?
Haven't still.
It's
now.
So good.
Is it?
It's so, I bought it on iTunes. It's
yeah?
So yeah, it's so good.
When it comes to people like that, I'm always, like, interested what they do to, like, because you know, in order to make art, you have to like fill yourself up with like good
life.
Like inspiration and
yeah.
good life and stuff like that. So I always wonder when like it comes to like those people, like what they do to like fill themselves up with that. You know what I mean? Because like with like writing music and stuff, or like writing a song, I'm like I'll like watch movies or I'll like try to get like visual inspiration. But like comedy is like difficult.
It's more
like in the moment.
It comes
like,
from your brain.
Yeah, like it has. You know what I mean? So
this is kind of this might be like a way huge tangent, but like, was it a TED Talk? Yeah, this is TED Talk I watched a long time ago, and I've been obsessed with it maybe for 3 years now. And it talks about how in, like, I think the 17th or 18th century, the way that they, the idea they had of genius back then was that it wasn't like, yo, can't, young nut is a genius, you know? It was, genius is like a little demon that comes into the room while you're making art and, like, comes and, like, feeds through you for the moment.
Okay.
And you have, like, that time period to tap into it. And then it'll leave.
No, I definitely agree with that. I definitely think trying to be someone like, and not that I have anything out, I mean, I have a couple things out, but like trying to be someone who like wants to write like pop music and stuff. Like pop music is something where you have to write it in 25 minutes.
It's right there.
Like,
it's
or
right
else
there.
It's bad.
Yeah,
like,
people think it's contrived, like a science project or something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, if you have the idea and you don't write it down there, you will lose it.
Yeah, and it's gone.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
And
podcasting's not like that. You just have to.
No, just come.
That's what we had, like this 25 minutes of a genius podcast.
Imagine.
We just started talking and then it's gone.
Like, no, podcasting is kind of like taking a nap.
Explain.
You just kind of like sit around. You just kind of like talk shit.
And just hope it comes.
You just
out.
Look at your phone the whole time.
Talk shit when you take naps?
Yeah.
Where you're like talking while you're sleeping. You're like sleep talking.
Yeah.
I just found out. My sister was telling me because we were on vacation and she said when I was asleep, I like talk in my sleep. I didn't know that.
Are you afraid of what you say?
No, I don't. I don't think I say anything interesting.
Okay.
But she just said
you didn't know that you slept talked till recently.
Well, like, who's gonna tell me?
That means that they've known this whole time.
Then you
and
date,
just been like.
Then you date someone?
Well, like, I don't know.
Yeah, talk about your love life.
The person that would tell you would be a girlfriend.
No, not relevant.
But it was your sister. It's fine.
I feel like I was to do with my sister. I just found that I'm out just kidding. There. I'm so sorry.
He's like, huh? Yeah. Yo, when my girlfriend drinks, she sleeps with her eyes open.
No way.
Yeah.
Like looking at you?
Like not looking at me. It's just like just enough open that I can see your pupils. Like just.
I
like,
kiss with my eyes open.
I do too.
Don't that's do that. Weird. That's weird. Don't do that. That's not good.
Stop doing that.
Looking directly.
I'm
in their
sorry.
Eyes.
I just stop always it. Have. Oh my I'm
I've been caught doing that. Like I was doing it, and the girl was like, "What?"
I'm just. Well, it's fine if the other person isn't doing it.
Until, but once
they won't notice.
Yeah, exactly, because they don't know. But I always tell people because I think it's funny, and then they're like, "Why are you doing that?"
Just kidding. I'm extremely romantic and passionate. My eyes are always closed in all
like
my relationships.
I just feel like
I've never opened
like,
my eyes once.
For me,
in
that's like a manual thing: closing your eyes while you're kissing. Is that weird? Am I just crazy?
I think you're
am
just
I a
crazy.
Serial killer?
I think you're just insane.
Anyway,
next thing on the docket.
Can I just point out one thing really fast?
What?
Lana Del Rey is boring.
Okay. Next thing on the docket. Like,
so she's fucking boring.
Here we go.
I don't agree. I want to get some hot takes from you guys on just like pop stars in general.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
Me and
like
Samara. Me and Samara are avid pop fans.
Okay,
for sure. Yeah,
we love pop music.
Samara likes the really like. Hooky, like surface level stuff. I go a little deep.
You like shit that's technically pop?
Different.
No, I like surface level shit.
Okay, okay.
I'm like the type of person that listens to the radio and I'm like, this is good shit.
So, top 40 girl.
Yes. I'm like, this is good music.
For sure.
The ever evolving landscape of the top 40s. I'm going to throw out some pop stars and I just kind of want to go around and get like hot takes.
Can I provide some context?
It's like a fun game.
If you'd mind.
Yeah, context. Oh.
Yeah, so I was the kind of snob that was like, I love hip hop so much that pop must be gay when I was in elementary school.
Okay, well,
like,
thank you for listening.
You literally loved it so much that it would be
No. I was like such a hip hop kid that like as an elementary school kid, I was like, yeah. Pop is for the girls. Like I was on some like really ignorant shit. And then
it's okay. For women.
Like technically, like in terms of like selling I guess.
I get it.
You know, and then once I started making music, I realized that, like, if you don't have an understanding of pop, you're, like, dead out here.
Yeah.
It's yeah. So good.
And, like,
there's a reason for it.
And ever since then, I've just been, like, a different person. So now I'm so excited for this conversation.
Okay.
You have to appreciate, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I don't make music, obviously, but I feel like if you make any type of music, you have to appreciate pop in a way.
Yeah.
You do.
Honestly.
It's so hard to write a catchy hook.
Dude.
It's a hook.
Yeah.
Fucking rap hooks.
So hard.
Oh my god.
When you have like a pop
person. Pop is popular for a reason.
Yeah.
When you have like a pop person write a rap hook too, it's like so good. That was my favorite thing when I lived in LA, like watching like pop people be like, I need to make money, I'll just sell a rap.
Just sell
it,
yeah. Get some cash.
And like they would like do it so like flawlessly and like knowing how to like write a hook.
I'm so
jealous.
Literally.
So where we're going first, obviously Lana Del Rey, Cordy, you can start.
I would love to start. I just really
boring, you say.
She's boring. Mostly just relative to her fan base. Like, I blame the fans for treating her like
hot girls and hot gays. That
yeah,
just, like, don't
yeah,
do
literally,
anything.
Literally, like, hot.
The worst kind of people.
Hot, skinny people that just, like, smoke cigarettes and, like.
Steal from Whole Foods and
Sephora.
Hot people.
They're from California. Yeah. And, like, just that whole thing. It's like, it's the same issue I had with Kesha. It's not that Kesha's bad at music, but it's like, you guys hyped her up like she was Rihanna. So now I have to like balance it out by hating on them.
Wow. She had a good album.
Guess we know the answer to the Rihanna Animal. One later.
That's
this
it.
This might be a hot take. I've actually never listened to any Lana Del Rey songs.
Really? Not even like.
I have nothing
have by
pro
accident.
Her or against her.
Like, where were you when you heard Video Games, or have you never heard of?
Or Blue Jeans.
I've never heard any Lana Del Rey songs.
You have to
okay,
buy.
So,
I've never tried
by
to.
By accident.
I'm not
you probably
pro
by
or against it. So, I don't even know.
So since you never heard her, like, do you think she's hot or something?
She's pretty.
She's not even that
I've
hot.
Never heard, this is insane. I've never known anyone that's never heard a Lana Del Rey song. Should
I don't
we play
think,
one on the pod and get, it, and get like
is that a hot
a
take?
Reaction?
I don't feel like it's that hot.
It is.
It is. I mean,
it
well,
is. She's
if you're, if
her insanely
cover
famous.
Is cool.
But think about it, like he's like a boy. Like
I don't know.
Lana
I,
Del Rey was like pushed upon.
I mean, I like a lot of like feminine.
Yeah, but it's not
I
really marketed
to,
and
I
pushed upon
at all.
You.
I have to know something. Have you ever listened to Lorde?
Yeah, I love Lorde.
See, so wait, like that's like the same thing.
But
in
it's
a way.
Like I feel
just
like
never, I know who she is. Obviously, I've known
Lorde
she's
is
forever.
Missing like that.
Wait, we're not getting there.
I'm sorry.
We're not getting there.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, the reason I think maybe you've heard Lorde and not Lana Del Rey is because like it's like. You know, it's pushed upon us, but like Lorde, something you probably
Lana,
had to.
She had big hits. I don't. Has Lana had
wait,
like big
I'm,
hits?
Guys.
Let her go.
Lorde,
sorry,
come on.
The reason it probably is because Lord's probably something you like sought out. You were interested in sought out. It wasn't something that was like pushed upon you by like
pop music marketing. Is pushed upon everyone.
I mean, yeah, but not like Lord and like, you know what I mean? Like not in that sense.
I
like
agree.
I would say I would agree with you in the way that like Lord is on the radio and shit more than Lana.
Yeah.
Lord like, had like
Lana's
a top.
Slightly more niche.
But a
slightly.
Long time ago, like not really.
Yeah, no, yeah. Granted, this is all years ago.
Yeah,
she,
yeah.
She had a, like a top 10.
Their first album.
A number one. That was a number one.
That was
one.
Like yeah, a number sure. one hit. So yeah. I obviously I knew that yeah. song.
I was like a sophomore
also,
in college.
She had a song in 2K also at one point. The one that's like, we're on each other's team.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that song.
So via
that.
Video game.
Lord's great.
And also, her last album's really good.
Actually, I wanna kind of like take it back with like Lord being pushed upon everyone, because actually Lord did have a bit of a marketing in video games, because there is in Grand Theft Auto there's a station that plays Team and Greenlight by Lord,
uh-huh.
which I haven't played like the newer Grand Theft Auto.
That's
kind of
funny, really.
But
how do you know that?
But Daniela tells me that all the time. She'll play it and then Greenlight will come on and she'll like start doing more violent stuff.
I like that.
So what we're trying to say is Lord's music incites violence.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
basically.
So
yeah,
so,
keep going. I don't want to derail this too hard.
No, it's okay. Like I think Soren's just too passionate about Lord.
I love Lord. I saw her when I was on acid at Coachella.
Like that's
crazy.
I'm sorry about the Lana slander. I haven't listened to Norman fucking Rockwell yet, so I can't give her accurate.
Okay, so I have to say, I have to be like really sincere about this.
Yeah.
I as like a per like okay Jack Antonoff of Bleacher's fame, like I hate him as a person, but like he wrote the whole album and produced the whole album.
Okay.
And it's so good. And he also
the
has,
new
like,
the new Lana album.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I haven't listened yet, so I can't comment.
Okay. I will DM you when I listen to it.
So Jack Antonoff wrote the whole thing.
Follow up episode.
It's like fucking so good. Like it's fucked up how good it is. Mm-hmm. And this is someone who's like. Every Lana album is fucking boring.
Okay.
Like, it's really fucking boring.
Okay.
Who cares? Like, it's for hot girls and hot gays to, like, to feel like a main character in their own life, too. You know what I mean? To, like, walk around the grocery store and, like, have a little cry. Like, I'm so important. Like, that's what the selling point of Lana's music is.
Yeah.
But, like, this new album's, like, really good.
Okay.
No, I'm excited to listen to you now that you said that, because I only liked her first album and part of her second album. That's it.
But to connect it, other pop albums that Jack Antonoff have wrote and produced... Melodrama by Lord.
Right.
The last two Taylor Swift albums, FK Twigs' new music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like I'm being like targeted with this.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you know.
Jack me off. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I know the name for sure. And if I know the
I'm
name
sorry,
of a pop writer, that
something.
Usually means you're filthy rich from writing pop music.
Jack me off. Anyway, sorry.
So we're gonna skip Lord because obviously we like did the discourse.
I like Lord.
Maybe Rihanna. How do you feel about Rihanna? Corey?
So I think Rihanna is like, with no disrespect to like Beyonce herself, I think I probably favor. That's like
you
a
don't
crazy
have
take.
To compare them. They're different.
You're totally
okay.
Yeah, why are you
you're
comparing?
It's okay.
You're right. No, you're literally right. I don't have to compare them, but for whatever reason, like. Whenever I try to give Rihanna all the props I want to give her, it comes off as like me saying she's better than Beyonce. But I just love her so much.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce, like
so, I agree. I like Rihanna more, just
like,
for the record.
Okay, and like I'm not trying to compare them, but I guess this is the difference. Beyonce was there before I was old enough to care.
Okay.
And then I got old enough and noticed that she was always there. So,
yeah.
So she's kind of like this pervasive presence
okay.
in my life. Rihanna, I was there when Pondé Replay happened.
Oh, that was the
that
tipping
makes a
point?
Yeah, no,
that
like,
makes
like
a
yeah, like I was
like old enough
I was
to care
there.
When it comes
I heard
out.
That and was like, okay, there's a new person in town, right? This is sick. Then Umbrella happened. And I was like, oh, she's like really trying to work it out. And then I started listening to the actual albums and I'm like, wait, I fucking love this person's music. She has the star
potential.
From
the person that didn't like pop music.
Yes. No, like, that was, like, before I was even... Because now I like the Demi Lovato Sorry Not Sorry song. Like, now I'm all
Hell
the way
yeah.
there.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're,
you
like,
know?
You're there to, like, things that are produced to be hits.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. But at the time, Rihanna was, like, getting me there in the first place.
A gateway drug, maybe.
Exactly.
a gateway drug to hooky pop.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like how often Rihanna, like, switches up her writing team
mm-hmm.
a lot. Because, like, she went through, like, a... She went through, like, a Sia phase for
yeah.
a while, where Sia, like, was writing, like Shine Bright Like a Diamond,
Wait,
which
yeah.
I thought was garbage.
Why do I feel like there hasn't been a Rihanna song in a long time?
Because
there
right.
hasn't.
Yeah.
Since
I can't even remember
2016.
The last...
Yeah,
yeah.
Anti.
On the record, Auntie is
Auntie.
So fucking
oh
good.
Fuck.
Such
I mean,
a good album.
I'm, yeah, I'm, like, let's get to that.
Anyway, I love Rihanna.
Yeah, let's get to that. So
and
I think
he's amazing.
I think Rihanna, I think most people feel like that way about Rihanna. I mean, Rihanna's really taken like a ride switching up her like writing team.
Yeah.
It was like R&B and then it was like supposed to be like radio hits.
Yeah.
And then like Anti was like, let's maybe not make like radio hits, but because so she's good. Already Rihanna, like they are. You know?
She can do yeah. she can do whatever.
I'm kind of a like Kiss It Better stan.
Hard.
That's definitely a top track.
Good song.
Yeah.
Rihanna from you. Oh, any thoughts?
When I was in elementary school, I think that song Disturbia that she yeah. writes.
Okay. Really
that
good
was,
song,
that
banger.
Was my shit.
Yeah.
I think she has like, I'm sorry, not to cut you off. She just has way more bangers than people think.
Yes, for sure.
If you actually like, compile
supply.
Them all and
yeah.
think about it, there's so many.
Yeah.
An endless supply of quite a variety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I used to be really into the song Run This Town on Blueprint 3.
Yeah.
I just listened to that today.
Really?
Yeah, I listened to that album today. I don't know why.
It's like as if you could like just pick any era of Rihanna and there's like a nostalgic hit, but it's like a different nostalgic for
yeah.
each one.
Yeah, I will say that one of my least favorite songs is that Eminem song that she's on.
Oh, Love
All
the Way
them.
You
Love
Lie.
Love the Way You Lie.
And what's the other one? Monster?
Oh, that one's so bad.
Yeah.
That one was written by Bebe Rexha, who I hate. I was in one of her music videos, and
you
I
were?
Fucking hate
really?
Her. Yeah.
I don't know anything about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you have so many opinions on Bebe Rexha.
Did you see that picture of her where she's like caked up, and she's like, I just turned 30.
Yeah. And then she released a song called I'm Not 20 Anymore, and it's
wait,
the most garbage song I've
wait,
ever heard.
What was her big single that I would know? Because I know the name.
She was like a pop... So
she has so many
wait,
radio
I'll get in, I'll
okay,
get into
okay.
a little bit of Bebe Rexha. She was a pop writer for a while, and I'll just sing you a couple hits she wrote. Do you know the Tinashe hit, All Hands on Deck?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Yes. Oh, she wrote that?
She wrote All Hands on Deck.
Okay.
She wrote Monster by Rihanna.
Okay.
She also wrote one of the biggest songs she had, which she had to like go to like do a lawsuit.
As a
about.
Writer or as a vocalist?
So she did a Nicki Minaj and David Guetta song and she sung the hook,
mm-hmm.
but they credited the hook as Nicki Minaj. And the song is... it's like Hey Mama or something like that. But they anyway, so that's how she like rose to like real quick. Like she has tons of money now because she like got like.
But she had a hit in the last 2 or 3 years.
She definitely
right?
had a song. Yeah,
I'm trying to.
I know the name.
Else. She has like a song that's like I'm a mess.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was on like somebody's some DJ song maybe, like not a Calvin Harris song, but something adjacent.
I want to say David Guetta.
Maybe David Guetta.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like
about.
The
yeah.
main like radio singer right now. I feel like
meant
like,
to be
every
for
song
Georgia
is
Line.
Fucking
oh.
Is
meant to be. It'll be. Let it be.
Her newest song is just
yes,
like is like
yes.
no one takes her seriously anymore. Obviously, her newest song is just really like taking her into like even worse because her new song is like I'm not 20 anymore. That's like
God
what it's
damn.
Called.
Isn't she like is she like 35?
She's 30.
She's
just turned 30.
And she posted a picture with her cheeks just out. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
And like, she was like I'm 30.
Is
now.
It good cheeks or?
Pretty
well,
good cheeks.
Wait,
yeah.
didn't we talk about this last episode? Last episode,
I was gonna say,
she got memed and like got embarrassed about. Did we talk about it? I don't think
we
did.
What we were talking about in the last episode was that Sam Smith complained about not being nominated for something.
Yeah.
And Bebe Rexha, every time she's not nominated for like a VMA or like is nominated but doesn't win, takes to Twitter about
oh.
it.
Okay,
no,
Bebe
but
Rexha.
Did we
but
talk about how she gets like she got memed and it was like people are being mean to me?
Yeah, people were doing a meme where every it was just like videos of her and they would just put fart noises over it and she got them all taken down on Twitter. She like complained publicly, got
she's
them all
like,
taken down.
She's like people are being mean to me.
She's like
oh
people
God.
Are. She's like 12-year-olds online are bullying me.
Dude, Cardi B went off on a 12-year-old the other day.
That, I saw.
Did
that.
Did you see
that
shit?
So
what happened?
2 12-year-olds made like a diss track about Cardi B and it's like literally like the cutest thing ever, and she went on live and was like, these fucking dumbass white boys talking shit about me, like fuck you and your mother, like just going
you're
crazy.
Like, bitch, they're 12.
Wait, but also just to bring it back, like post Vine power, Cardi B.
True.
Cardi B was a Viner.
True.
Was she?
True.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was
loving
like,
hip hop and
never
Vine
gets
star.
Cold. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That's so fucking true.
Really that into Vine. I
actually,
was a big thing with
that's so true.
Viners who are like successful musicians now are crazy to me too. Like Shawn Mendes is like.
That
insane.
Was
he a Viner?
He was
yeah.
he was
what
a MagCon boy.
He was a
really?
MagCon boy.
Yeah.
He was like a Generation 2 MagCon
wow.
boy too. Right? Yeah.
What about local Viners? You want to go there? Is
no,
that,
I'm
is
scared
that,
of them.
Is that too crazy that's to go into crazy. Like the couple local Viners that had some clout and that
let's
are now
do it. Let's
not
go
in
no, what I'm not talking shit about locals on the podcast. I'm cutting this out.
Fine.
Next pop star. This one. This one gets controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift. We stand.
New album.
I will say, when To Pimp a Butterfly came out, that was like, I thought, like, the greatest rap album of all time.
Until.
And Taylor and Swift. Then he... Taylor Swift won, like, the Grammy for that, and I remember being so pissed, and now I just don't like Taylor Swift.
So it was like, a personal
album?
Thing?
No, for album of the
best
year.
Album of the year.
Which album was it?
It was 1989.
But Kendrick was also on that album. Isn't that funny?
That's true. He was on Bad Blood. Yeah.
Okay, but, like, his album was so much better than Taylor Swift.
I actually
it, like,
don't.
Wasn't even close.
I'm not like a Kendrick Lamar fan, but I definitely.
99 was like insanely good though.
Okay, yeah. but wait,
stop.
But not in general.
You're like Kanye West right now.
Wait.
Also, I just thought that was like the funniest thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. So I'm not a Kendrick Lamar stan, but I definitely think that album like was so like accoladed and like good, and I don't understand why that doesn't win. That doesn't make sense.
It's but and this happened to him twice. Like Macklemore beat the fucking guy.
Macklemore,
the heist.
Yeah, that one.
The thrift shop album beat Good Kid, Mad City.
Did it really?
Yeah.
And that was the he performed Same Love at the Grammys.
Yeah.
And like 30 gay couples got married like at the Grammys while he performed that song. It was like a thing.
And then Macklemore posted on Instagram him texting Kendrick and being like, "Yo, you should have won. I'm so sorry."
And that was like a scandal. That was like a scandal, and Kendrick went on like some podcasting like that was fucked up that he posted that conversation.
Wait, is this kind of like the Oscars where they're like it's like a racial thing and they're like that's why? Cause you know how like people like you know how people boycotted the Oscars or whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna be fair.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be fair. Like as the resident black guy on this episode, like we could go there and say that, but truthfully, like all things considered, it's not like some shitty album won. The Heist is a fucking great album.
Yeah.
Is it that good?
Dude, it's a fucking great album.
Wait, so Macklemore, we're like pro Macklemore?
Dude, it's a great album.
Really?
On the record.
Honestly.
Pretty standing Macklemore.
It's a fucking great album. And like the singles on that album was like Same Love, which in the year was incredibly important.
Yeah.
And
Thrift Shop, which was the biggest song of the year.
That's true.
Can't Hold
Thrift
Us.
But Thrift Shop was like stolen, wasn't it? From Leaf.
What?
Was it?
I've heard that. I didn't hear that.
Thrift Shop was stolen from Leaf, and Leaf like couldn't like prove it and like in
damn.
Like, you know.
Dude, now people lose those
drama.
People lose those cases all the time now.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy that he wasn't able to get that.
Yeah. But then this is another whole topic we could dive into, which we won't, but like the whole like dark horse thing where like
a
jury of 12.
That's a reach, dude.
A jury of 12 non-musicians were like, oh, it sounds similar.
That's
and so Katy Perry just lost like $8 billion.
That shit's fucked.
That was like genuinely
it was
like.
It's like the same four chords.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was genuinely a sad day for like songwriters. Oh, next pop star, Katy Perry, how do we feel? Wait, whoa. Actually.
Did we skip one or something? What happened?
I didn't get to defend. Taylor Swift.
I didn't technically answer. Yeah, I didn't technically answer.
How do you feel?
In general, I respect her,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not like against Taylor Swift or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think she deserves being exactly as big as she is.
Okay,
for sure.
That being said, not my cup of tea.
Okay.
And I'm such a big Kanye stan that I'm kind of just like.
I like both.
Yeah, but I just love him so.
Two of them.
I love
Two
him so them. Much that like. I'm gonna just lean that way, and because of the beef and the way that she handled it, and like the fact that it's been years and she's still like, they're calling me a snake. It's like, dude, like, fucking stop.
Wasn't there that thing with Famous where she was like in the video and she was.
It's a wax museum of her.
But like, she made some whole thing where like, he never even asked for my consent, and then he had like the phone conversation where she was like,
he
was,
said
like,
she never.
Opposite.
So was, if I remember correctly,
yeah.
She said he never asked. The phone conversation is him saying, asking for permission to say to use her in the lyric.
Yeah.
And then I think he only said the part where he says, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. And she kind of awkwardly laughed and was like, haha, that's cool. I'm flattered by it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, she agreed.
You're right. But he didn't mention the part.
Video.
Where the video.
Yeah.
Or when he says, I made that bitch famous.
Yeah.
So her whole argument was like, I never said you could call me a bitch and say that you made me.
I think it's very big of you to stan Kanye West, but be critical of his shortcoming of informing her.
No. Because Kanye is my guy through it all, but I can acknowledge that he's done more than five terrible things.
Yeah, we're like, what has Kanye done that's fucked up?
Yeah. So like, I'm against Taylor just in terms of teams. I'm Team Kanye, but overall, I'm not like. How was Taylor Swift so famous? She's made, like, fucking amazing songs.
For sure.
It's crazy, because, like, I obviously, like, I'm like crazy Taylor Swift fan, but I like always just think of her musically, and then like I always forget that
she's... Do you like Kanye?
I don't really listen to Kanye West. I don't. I mean, obviously, if I'm like
I'm gonna Kanye pill you.
We'll try.
Because like I like Kanye. I don't even like rap, and I like Kanye.
You know that? What? Okay, one more thing. Taylor Swift fucking said she doesn't wash her legs because she uses shaving cream. Have you heard that?
That's weird.
Yeah, have you guys heard
that? She said that on Ellen. But you shave your legs. White people don't wash their legs anyway.
That's facts.
Yeah,
that's
just like a cultural thing.
I wash my legs.
I don't think I did when I was young because I went to white schools.
Okay.
I think as I got older, I started watching.
As I was saying, I just think like I definitely listen to Taylor Swift as like I'm like from a musical perspective. I'm like, ooh, like oh my god, like these chords are like, oh my god, like you know, like this hook, blah blah blah. And then I like forget that like a lot of her marketing is like
terrible.
A lot of her marketing is like, I love gay. Like recently, it's like, I love gay people. Let's like platform like gay people.
Also, like everyone thought she was like right wing until like she like,
until the last date of her.
And like, because everyone was like, how, what do you think politically? And then like she randomly like she like came out loud as like,
it wasn't randomly, it was the last day of her US tour. She talked about her, she was like, oh, and
she went to all the stops.
By the way,
the last like, day,
Ohio.
Yeah, went to, the last day of her U.S. tour. She was like, "I'm a leftist."
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was so planned. Like that's it was hilarious. Weird. Like it was like it was sketch.
But so I like forget all that, and so every time like a Taylor Swift, and I actually have a group chat where like when the Taylor Swift album came out, we're all listening to it like from like a musical perspective, like all like at the same time, and like I always forget that like Taylor Swift is like a
snake.
She's so famous that it's bigger than her music.
Yeah, and it's like everyone has like an opinion all the time, but like no one ever gives me their like musical opinion ever.
Yeah,
and so it's except like my close friends, and so like that's like the most frustrating thing about Taylor Swift is that she's not like viewed as someone who makes interesting music, which I understand why.
Interesting isn't a word I would use, but I could name like 10 Taylor Swift songs as someone that doesn't listen to the albums.
Yeah,
that I think are like transcendently good.
She makes great pop music. I will say though, I keep seeing this one commercial that she's in where she's like working like odd jobs and then she like runs into like customers and they're all like, oh my god, that's Taylor Swift. But it's have you seen that commercial?
No, I really don't see that.
Don't she's see
like
me,
she
so
works
we
at like
know.
A diner and she like spills like a milkshake or whatever, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so clumsy." And then the people at the
are like, "Oh my god, you're not clumsy. God, you're Taylor Swift."
And it's like such a weird commercial. I don't know.
Wait, is it called Our Song? Is that what it's called?
Country Taylor Swift, Our Song. Yeah,
that shit is crazy.
Do you know what's crazy?
I wrote that.
I'm not like someone who comes from like, oh, I liked country Taylor Swift. I started liking Taylor Swift 1989.
Really?
Yeah. I was.
Wait,
like,
are you serious?
Yeah, I know. I didn't. I mean, now
you
I
don't
do.
Like Love Story and White Horse, I mean, and all those.
Those songs are like slaps, but I didn't care until 1989.
Did she write her country shit?
I like
She that's another thing I love about her. Like I just like her like writing style so much because I think she's like funny. I think she's like referential. Like I just think I really like her like style of like writing a lot.
I'll definitely say like,
and that probably comes from like a country background of being like narrative driven, because country music is narrative driven.
Yeah,
and so she's like creating pop music that's like that's narrative driven with her as like a character, and like no one else like does. Everyone else just like, you know,
that's
like,
super true.
Yeah,
that's super true.
So that's why I think her music's so interesting, because she can like be theatrical in a way that's not like corny, and then like also use herself as a character in order to like convey stories with like really hooky like shit.
The writing is good. Yeah. I just think I personally don't care.
Yeah,
is as far as it goes.
I guess if you're not invested, who fucking cares?
That's all.
I will say I remember when the You Belong With Me music video came out, and she like went to prom, she like took her glasses off, and everyone saw her for like her outer beauty. That's how I feel every time I take my glasses off.
I mean, it's true.
So.
It's true. Maybe you can take your glasses off once we're done.
We just want to say you're beautiful.
Stop it.
Just believe it.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
I think in my brain, You Belong With Me and Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry are the same. Katy Perry?
I think in my brain, You Belong With Me.
Whoa.
I thought that's what you were saying.
I just stopped there. Like,
I think in my brain.
For some reason, those melodies merge in my head.
Wait, how? They're very different.
I just
are
end up singing.
Are they similar? No, but now you're making me think about it. I don't know.
I end up
like
singing something.
Songs.
Crazy you say that, because I have the sheet music.
Are they similar?
Really?
I pull out of my bag.
I just
you're
end up singing something.
Piano, you're like.
I just think of like the fake ID motel key, and then just dropping straight into new one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just, in my head, I actually could hear that.
I kind of like that a lot.
It could work. It could work.
Well, we're actually running out of time right now. We have to close up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Any last words somewhere?
I just want to say I'm coming out to say that.
Summer's coming out. You're out now? She's out and about.
Nice.
Thank you for feeling comfortable enough with us.
Around us to do that. Yeah.
I mean, I never did it before,
but I wanted to do it live on a podcast.
With you guys, 10th episode special.
Hope my boyfriend listens.
He's in for a shock when he gets here.
He doesn't like the podcast.
Not at all. If you guys want to... cornily plug anything going on with you guys right now.
Okay.
What's going on?
Social media, music, maybe. Any videos coming out?
Young Nut music on everything. I got an album, Hollywood Nut.
Aren't we getting Lonely Nut to like 100K or something?
Is that like, it's close.
Yeah.
Get Lonely Nut to 100K on
Spotify. We're
going to
make a video for it. Lonely Guy's going to come to Arizona. He's performing at ASU, I think.
Oh, really?
Wait, yeah. YouTube, Spotify, what?
On Spotify.
Yeah, 100%.
Listen to Hollywood Now on Spotify.
Yeah, when I drop this, I'll promo. I'm an influencer, so I have a swipe up.
You actually are an influencer. No, you are.
You're a whole influencer.
You really are.
You're a whole ass move.
I'm a whole ass.
That's all I'm here right now.
Yeah. And then
you kind of are though.
Corey, do you have anything new out or anything?
I have nothing.
Is it in the works?
There's like a gross amount of shit in the works, to be honest. There's like just a shitload of songs, and we're just at the point of like picking what is actually going to be on the album, pretty much. We have the album covers under production already.
Ooh.
The videos under production already.
Ooh.
Of the lead single.
Whoa.
We have features locked in.
Taylor Swift.
T Swift is on the fucking album.
Insane.
On the album.
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah, it's things are moving in the right direction. I don't have anything to promote at the moment. I will be doing a show at the end of the year. I can't give details on that yet.
Is it going to be here, maybe?
It will be here. It will be here. I can't give any further details. I will have one show this year. I've been gone this entire year from performing.
Okay.
And I'm going to perform some new shit.
We'll expect a comeback. Is Instagram your like main form of social media?
I guess so, just because where niggas are at. Like, I love Twitter more, but everyone's on Instagram, so I have to kind of just
plug your Twitter. We're more Twitter crowd.
Okay, yeah. QWERTY, QWERTY. It's from the Q to the Y on your keyboard.
I'm sure they know.
you'd be fucking surprised.
Anyone who listens to this podcast is staring at a computer right now.
QWERTY America.
Got it. America, yes. QWERTY America is the full at. Yes, I will be continuing to release things.
Hell yeah. Well, I'll definitely will be at your show.
God bless you.
So, yeah, we'll come. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to live pod there.
Whoa.
We've always wanted to do that, but like, I feel like the sound would be fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to do it at Hobo Johnson, so.
You're doing a live podcast at the Hobo Johnson?
Yeah, do you guys want to come?
Yes.
I'd love to.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to end it now, but get ready for our 20th episode special at the Hobo Johnson.
I love you.
So, fuck you, idiots. So we have to go. Bye.